Hiya, it's Katrina here from Wholesome Ireland. It's Friday, the 6th of March 2015. It's been very busy here over the last couple of weeks. Well, the last couple of months, I suppose. I know that last year, I think it would have been in the height of the harvest season, I did a post on the blog about how my husband was the person who does an awful lot of the work at the allotment and makes sure that we always have a crop, and about how grateful I was to always have a crop of food for us to eat in the house because my husband works so much in the allotment. And last September, we reached a milestone, and the milestone was that the youngest in our family, he was then two, he's now three, we reached a milestone where we could take him down the allotment and he wouldn't go sprinting. Because for a long time when he was very young, we'd take him down the allotment and he would quite simply dip or duck underneath some of the netting that we had in the allotment. And the next thing you'd see, he'd be sprinting across everybody else's plots and wandering off for chats. And it was just that age that he was at. But in September, he reached a point where he was happy to wander around our own plot and stay within the boundary. So that meant that I could start going down and getting stuck in and getting more involved in what was going down at the allotment. So now the division of labour is very much an equal one. And that's meant that I'm spending an awful lot more time there. And when I say an awful lot more time, I reckon we're putting in, each of us, we're putting in between 20 and 30 hours a week on the allotment. Now, at the moment, I know Peter mentioned it on the Sod Show last week about how it's really important, or was it the week before? Yeah, it was the week before, because last week Brian was at Kew Gardens. Peter mentioned it on the Sod Show podcast 2 weeks ago about how now is the time to start putting the time and doing structural changes in your gardens if you were going to do that. And that has been what we've been up to. So we've put in, I think, about another 9 raised beds. We had a big wide expanse of just open ground in the centre of the allotment. And we had originally intended to put it into raised ridges, but we managed to get hold of, I'm sorry about the background noise, there's like the neighbour's dog's gone ballistic. But we managed to get a hold of more scaffold planks. So we built ourselves some more raised beds. I know that classically not all allotments would be built out of raised beds, but I have a back problem. It's been ongoing for very, very many years, and my back is weaker than most. Now, sometimes I manage fine, other times I don't manage so well. So it's really important that we build an allotment that's future proof. So we are building raised beds, and that's because we're using the no dig method. So we'll pop manure on top of the soil in the raised beds, and then we plant directly into the manure. And that's advice that we received from people who are far more learned than I am in growing fruit and vegetables at home. And of course, then we got a new herd of pigs. Well, a new herd of Bonhams. They're wee small piglets at the moment, and they arrived last week. So in a way, I suppose you could say that we're living the good life. We were out planting new seedlings today. Every day we're bringing more seedlings. There's seedlings on every single windowsill. I'm growing stuff on every windowsill in the house, up against the massive big patio window at the back garden, which is north facing, so it's not brilliant for sun, but I am growing stuff in the back as well as in the front of the house. And then we've got stuff going up and down to the polytunnel every day. So the kids are really, really thriving in this environment. Today, when we were out planting seedlings, the boys were getting involved and helping, and they're very aware of what they're planting and where it's going and what it's going to be when it is eventually grown and how they're going to eat it. For example, we're growing potatoes, so the three-year-old is very aware that the potatoes are going to make mash, but he's calling them spuds, which is the Irish slang term for potatoes. His special request this year for a vegetable that he wanted to grow was carrots, which we can do, of course, no problem. So we're growing a couple of different varieties of carrots. He's mad for carrots. It's his favourite vegetable. The six-year-old requested pumpkins, again, something we can definitely do. He also wanted to grow sunflowers, again, something we can definitely do. We'll dry the seeds and use them in baking through the year. The 15-year-old isn't as engaged in the allotment as we are, and that's perfectly understandable. It's also got to do with the age that she is, but we've given her the freedom to design a mural to go onto some of the walls. We've got two sheds at the moment, so we've given her the freedom to design a mural and paint a mural down there. So we're hoping that she'll do that. The kind of the main structural work and changes that we have to do are pretty much done. We've still got to make a compost bin for long-term use. So we need kind of three sections to it. And that's something that we're hoping to get done over the next few days. And then we're at a rapid kind of pace tilt into the growing season. And obviously then there's the pig herd to be maintained as well. So it's a big change for me now to be in a position where I can put my back to the shovel or put my hand to the wheel and get involved, where before I wasn't involved as much. And it's really exciting for me because the allotment for us was always a vision for both of us. I mean, I got involved in the allotment scheme from the very, very, very start, before ground was even broken down there. I was involved in the organisation of it. So to be not able to put the time in down there for 2 years was very difficult. But now, it's just fantastic. I mean, I'm itching. Like, we went down there for a good few hours today. We didn't put in as much time as I would have liked to, and I'm itching to get stuck back into it again. I suppose the only thing that's holding us back now is bedtimes for the younger ones and light. So as soon as the light goes, there's very little that we can get done down there. So what else is happening? Well, I'm busy with the blog, which is great, and the shopping tips every Monday are a huge success and everybody loves to read them. And then I'm posting on average a new recipe every week. And regular readers of the blog might have noticed that there's no more, or at least a severe reduction in reviews and no sponsored content. And that's a decision that I made myself at the start of the year. I felt that I needed to be more true to myself as a writer and more true to the people who like to read me. So I decided to ditch any arrangements or any connections that I had with people to provide content on the blog. So everything that you see in the blog is completely from the heart. It's completely what I believe in, and it's totally what I want to write. And I feel so much better as a blogger in doing that. As a writer, I feel so much more comfortable in myself in doing that. What else? I'm really enjoying working with, I've got a couple of clients who I'm working with at the moment, based around kind of social media advice, blogging and food, which is fantastic. And I'm really, really enjoying getting stuck into new projects, and I'm enjoying working. It's fantastic. It's brilliant. And actually, the six-year-old has chickenpox this week. And I was only commenting to a neighbour the other day, it's just so brilliant to be able to work from home. Because if I was working full time out of the home in an office, then I think I would really struggle to find a way of taking care of him and meet my work commitments. Whereas because I work from home, it means that I can still take care of the kids even when they're sick. So I just counting my blessings and realising how lucky I am. Anyway, that's pretty much me for now. If you want to find anything else out about me, you'll find me on all social media networks as Wholesome Ireland, except for Twitter, where my handle is @wholesome_ie. Talk to you soon. Bye. Sorry, nearly forgot. Don't forget to tune in to The Sod Show every Friday. You'll find them on Audioboom as @Sod Show, and you'll find us on iTunes as well. Take care. Bye.